Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Blessed John Paul II was often described as a Carmelite at heart. His prayer life was inseparable from his priestly vocation, as he himself liked to tell people, "I am first and foremost a priest," thus reminding them how privileged he felt to have this vocation because it allowed him to preside at the Church's most important prayer of all, the celebration of the Eucharist. Among those to witness his intense prayer life firsthand was the chief organizer of almost all of his journeys abroad, Cardinal Roberto Tucci. In a few moments, I'll be sharing with you these memories by bringing you an interview recorded a few years before Pope John Paul II passed away.
The capacity of the Holy Father to isolate himself from whatever is happening around him and concentrate in prayer. And for a long time, not only, when we were visiting a church, he would stay 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour, at the altar where the Blessed Sacrament was kept, and I was anxious about the program, because perhaps we were already late, but also in his own chapel, and even during the Pope's visit to different countries in the morning, in the Nunciature, generally we were living in the Nunciature with the Holy Father. He would stay minimum 3/4 of an hour alone in the chapel, very first in the morning. As a man with continuous dialogue with our Lord, with Mother of God, even when we were having meetings in order to prepare the Pope's visit to one or the other country, he would start always to pray a good 10 minutes in the chapel before meal and then again after meal and returning to the chapel for another rather long prayer.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.